Hello, I'm Sue. Reservoir water discharge safety fears for villages. County councillors have raised safety concerns about a new reservoir being planned for land near Abingdon. At an Oxfordshire County Council meeting last week, Green councillor Gavin McLaughlin said planning for an emergency discharge of water from Thames Water's South East Strategic Reservoir option, otherwise known as SESRO, had not been done and could cause havoc for villages further down the Thames. Following the approval of Mr McLaughlin's motion, council leader Liz Leffman will now write to the government to request clarity on how such a situation would be managed prior to final planning permission being granted. Thames Water insisted the proposed reservoir will meet strict safety standards. According to Mr McLaughlin, who represents the Benson and Cromarsh division, the proposed reservoir has the potential to hold 150 million cubic metres of water, but during an emergency discharge, 6.5 million cubic metres could be discharged into the River Thames at a rate of 75 cubic metres per second. The river normally flows at 28 cubic metres per second. Mr McLaughlin said, such a discharge could cause havoc along the Thames, endangering life, residences, businesses, wildlife and the environment, and yet there is no requirement for the reservoir operator to have an emergency plan before building the reservoir, only before filling it. Communities including Sutton Courtney, Cullum, Dorchester-on-Thames and Beaconsfield could all be impacted, he said. Simon Adams, Programme Director for Thames Water, said, the UK has an excellent reservoir safety record and our proposed new reservoir in Oxfordshire would meet strict safety standards set out under the Reservoirs Act 1975. The reservoir will be designed, built and operated under the Act. This will involve oversight from independent reservoir engineers appointed by government and continuous monitoring by trained safety teams. The reservoir will have an emergency system designed to release water safely into the River Thames if needed. Thames Water intends to submit an application to construct and maintain the reservoir next year. If granted, it hopes to start building in 2029 with the reservoir operational from 2040. It could cost up to £7.5 billion. It was designated a nationally significant infrastructure project in June. Major opposition to the new reservoir has already been declared, with the Vale of the White Horse District Council agreeing to call on the government to rethink its decision to back the plans. In January, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, backed plans for the new reservoir, and GARD, Group Against Reservoir Development, sister company Safe Waters and countryside charity CPRE Oxfordshire launched a bid for a judicial review. Then the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs was called to the judicial review in July, but it was not successful.